In a bijou abode on St. Barnabas Road, not far from the Isha bypass, lived a mother and wife who for most of her life let every adventure fly past. She had two strapping daughters and a rather dull son and a much duller husband who at 61 elected to retire and later on expire. Sing alleluia, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, he joined the feathered choir. On a wet afternoon in the middle of June, they all of them came home soaking, having laid him to rest by special request in the family vault at Woking. And then in the middle of the funeral wake, with her mouth full of excellent Madeira cake, his widow cried, "That's done! My life's at last begun! Sing alleluia, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, it's time I had some fun. Today, though hardly a jolly day, at least has set me free. We'll all have a jolly holiday on the island of Capri." In a bar on the Piccola Marina, life came to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster. Fate beckoned her and introduced her into a rather queer, unfamiliar atmosphere. She'd just sit there, propping up the bar beside a fisherman who sang to a guitar, "Oh, Solemnio." When accused of having gone too far, she merely cried, "Funiculi, oh fancy me, funicula," as he bellowed, "Che bella signorina." Sheer ecstasy had once produced a wild shriek from Mrs. Wentworth Brewster, changing her whole demeanor. When both her daughters and her son said, "Please come home, Mama," she murmured rather bibulously, "Who do you think you are? Nobody can afford to be so laddy-bladdy-da in a bar on the Piccola Marina." Every fisherman cried, "Viva, viva, recce, ragazza," as she sat on the grand piazza. Everybody would rise. Every fisherman sighed, "Viva, viva, che bella inglese." Someone even said, "Whoops-a-deza," which was quite a surprise. Each night she'd make some gay excuse, and beaming with goodwill, she'd just slip into something loose and totter down the hill. To a bar on the Piccola Marina, where love came to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster. Great gushings of delight suffused her. Right round the bench she went, picture her astonishment. Day in, day out, she would gad about, because she felt she was no longer on the shelf. Night in, night out, knocking back the gin, she'd cry, "Hurrah, funiculi, funicula, funic yourself." Just for fun, three young sailors from Messina bowed low to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster, said, "Scusa," and politely goosed her. Then there was quite a scene. A family in floods of tears said, "Leave these men, Mama." She said, "They're just high-spirited as all Italians are, and most of them have a great deal more to offer than Papa in a bar on the Piccola Marina."